time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
And with that, we welcome you to Benedictine College basketball this afternoon. Here on Care Radio, we've got Joseph producing and engineering at a Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you. Good to have you along this afternoon as the Ravens, with the ladies game coming up here at noon, the guys game coming up at about 2 o'clock, making one of their, if not their longest road trip of the year, Dubuque, Iowa, this afternoon, where it's 35 degrees and kind of overcast and maybe threatening a little precip after a while. But right now, everything is great in the Kiel Center here on the campus, right on the top of the hill. You can view for miles from this vantage point. Clark comes into the ballgame today, a formidable opponent, particularly at home. The record, well, they're above 500. They come into the game at 8-7. They're 4-4 on the season. And they are very good at home, and they've got some talented players. And let's look at their starters, first of all, for Clark. They're going to be starting Haley Walters. And by the way, these starters have started every game. All 15 games this year, the same group have started for Clark. Got, again, Haley Walters. She is a 5'6" senior out of Sterling, Illinois. You're going to notice that they recruit really well from home. Josie Potts is from Dubuque, Iowa, a junior at 5'6". You've got Caden Kay, a 5'11" sophomore, also from Dubuque, Iowa. Reese Ryan is a sophomore, 6'1", from Lodi, Wisconsin, and running out the starting five at 5'10", junior Zoe Kennedy from Cedar Rapids. So again, Clark comes into the ballgame 8-7 on the season. They are 4-4 in the conference. The Benedictine Lady Ravens come in, and it is the BC Lady Ravens are going to be starting the normal five with Riley Brueggemann. She's a 5'8" junior from Lenexa, Kansas. You're going to have Michaela Bauman, the senior from Blair, Nebraska. Owen Dieters, she's from Centralia, the 5'7" freshman. And then the Stork sisters from Adel, Iowa. The freshman, Kelly at 6'1", and the junior, Nicole Stork, at 5'11". So with that said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Tip-off, Lady Raven basketball coming up.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
All right, as we get back to the Kiel Center here on the campus of Clark, the Pride, hosting Benedictine this afternoon, and up court with the basketball is going to come Clark. They got a couple of quick buckets in at the start of the ball game before we could even get back. But right now, here come the Pride. They are in their home gray uniforms. Benedictine is traveling black with red and white. The feed is going to go down to the baseline. The crossover reverse layup is going to be up. It's no good. Rebounding down is Kelly Stewart. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to run it into the left side, driving all the way to the baseline. Brueggemann running shot up. No, but she draws a foul. No, they're going to call a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul against Benedictine. And Riley Brueggemann, she's going to pick up her first. That was a tough bang-bang call just inside the left block. And back up court with the basketball is going to come Clark. Just underway in a ball game. Lady Ravens with a 5-2 lead. Nicole has hit a three. And Riley Brueggemann with a two-point shot. Clark scoring with Zoe Kennedy. The ball down to the baseline. The shot's going to go up. It's no good. Rebound. Here's Brueggemann. Outlet bounce all the way down the right side. Driving across is going to be Dieter. She'll back into the lane. Have the ball batted away for a moment. Brings it out on top to Stork. Now, the shot from the top. It's a three. Won't go. Dieters couldn't get it to fall. Rebound. Here comes Clark. They're going to go the length of the court. The driving shot up. No, and a blocking foul on Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens are going to be calling for a foul. It is going to be on Michaela Bauman. Michaela picking up her first foul of the game. And for the Lady Ravens, it's going to be team foul two. The Pride have committed none so far, and Clark will be coming to the free throw line. It is Camden Kay stepping to the line. Camden, first shot up and not going to go. One more shot coming up for Camden Kay. 7:21 to go in the opening quarter. The shot is going to go up. It'll go. Ravens lead cut to two. It's 5-3. Benedictine. Women's College Basketball this afternoon on CARE Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. Heart of America Athletic Conference with a full slate. We'll be talking about that as the afternoon wears on. And now, the ball's going to be stolen away. Fast break to the other end of the floor. Spinning shot is up and wild. Rebound is on the floor. Scrum for the loose basketball. Ravens are going to pick it up. BC clears it away, and here comes Dieters. Drives it to the top, dumps it over to the left side. Bauman launches three, too strong. Offensive board underneath, but before that, the official stops play. And we will have a foul on the rebound. The foul is going to be on Josie Potts. So Josie will have her first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul one by Clark. Lady Ravens putting it in on the right side of the lane, down at their baseline. They'll bring it in, put it up, and the quick shot is going to be up and good. Kyla Fitzgerald comes into the game and quickly gets a bucket for Benedictine. So Fitzgerald makes it a 7-3 Lady Raven lead. Back down the floor, backing in to the block. The spinning shot is up off the window. It's good, and it's going to be a plus one. Zoe Kennedy hits the layup, fouled by Owen Dieters. Dieters picking up her first foul, and Zoe has four of Clark's 5 points coming to the line for one more shot. Not a huge crowd this afternoon. The free throw is going to be up and good. And the Lady Raven lead now trimmed to one. It is 7-6. Benedictine, 6.5 to go in the opening quarter of the women's game. BC will go to the left side, into the corner. Bauman goes three again and knocks it down. Michaela Bauman hits the shot from the perimeter. Back up the floor, Clark. Right now, these two teams are getting up and down, getting the ball up in a hurry. The drive into the lane, a little off balance, cutting across, the feed inside the free throw line, right-hand shot off the window and in. So a driving shot is going to be up and good by Reese Ryan. Her first points, and Benedictine by two. It's 10-8, Lady Ravens. The feed underneath, the shot blocked. Rebound, Clark. They'll race it back up the court, bring it in the top of the key, dumping it back on top, seven inside. Here's a running three. It's going to be up and off the mark. Ravens are going to board this thing down. Rebound, Benedictine. Back up the floor off the missed shot by Zoe Kennedy. Bergman will have it on the left side just inside the three-point ring. Bounces it into the lane. Nicole will rotate, turn, shoot, score. Nicole Stork hits the layup. Her fifth point of the game. And Benedictine is now up 12-8. 5:20 to go in quarter one. The feed to the right side of the free throw line. These teams are really going at a high tempo. To drive to the baseline, and the ball going to be dribbled off her foot, and it's going to go out of bounds by Ryan Reese, and Benedictine will have it back in play. Owen Dieters is going to check out. Michaela Bauman checks out. Benedictine makes a couple of substitutions. Hattie Gross and Diana Mosier will come in for head coach Chad Folsom and assistant coach Andy Connolly. Benedictine up the floor, leading by four. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Skip pass over to the right side to Mosier. Little left-hand dribble goes into the lane, puts up a running shot, knocks it off the window, and good. Mosier for two. Ravens go up 14-8. So Mosier hits the shot, and Clark walks it up the floor. They bring it to the top, kick it to the baseline. Work around, reversing the ball all the way around to the left elbow, way outside. Now cutting into the lane. Driving through three defenders, and the layup is going to be up and good by Josie Potts. Josie having a nice start to the ball game. It is 14-10 Lady Ravens, 4:20 to go and running along in quarter number one. Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa this afternoon. Here's Bergman over to the right side to Mosier. Two steps above the three-point ring. The pass down to the baseline is going to be too high. It's going to go out of bounds, and that's going to bring us to our first quarter media break. Time out of the court with 4 minutes and 12 to go. We're in the opening quarter. Ravens are in Dubuque, where it's Benedictine 14, the Pride 10.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
So this is a large, multi-purpose kind of a complex on the very back side of the campus. The gymnasium runs, I'm going to call it basically east and west. At the end, on one end, there's a practice basketball court that runs perpendicular to the floor. On the other end of the court, hallways, classrooms, and various meeting areas, locker rooms, and all of that business on the, what I'm going to call the east side of the gym that leads out to the parking lots outside. The gym also, you walk in at the top, and all the seating is down, very steep seating, down all the way around. So coming out of the timeout, Clark will bring the ball down the floor, take it over to the baseline, the feet into the lane, the shot way hard off the backboard. Long rebound cleared down by the Pride, and now the Ravens are going to steal it. Benedictine quickly up the floor, long cross-court pass, stepping inside, driving in, the shot up, missing. Rebound tipped out, Pride will clear it away. So out of the timeout, each team getting a look at the rim, neither team able to connect, and it's still a 14-10 Lady Raven advantage. 3.5 to go in quarter number one of the first game of the day. Guys game coming up at 2. Women's college basketball finds a Heart of America Athletic Conference in full play today. Here's a driving shot, left side, Clark puts it up and in. Haley Walters, who's coming off the bench, and she's going to pick up her first points in the game. It is 14-12. A little quick 4-0 run by the Pride. And as Benedictine tries to skip to the baseline, the defense down there collides, and with Benedictine, the players fall into the floor. And we're going to see who brings it in. Ravens are going to bring it in. So we do not get a foul call out of all of that. Benedictine with Hattie Gross and Riley Brueggemann, Kayla Fitzgerald, Fitzgerald, and Diana Mosier and Kelly Stork. Now, fast break, other end of the court. The layup is left, hangs on the back of the rim forever, and then falls out no good. And on the rebound, we've got players on the floor from both teams. An official is going to get to his feet, and he's going to call a foul on Camden Kay of Clark. So Camden collecting her first foul of the game. It'll be Pride, team foul three, Benedictine and Clark with three fouls each, and worth 3:03 to go in the first quarter. It is a 14-12 Benedictine lead. Lady Ravens securely in the second spot right now in the conference race, 7-1. Clark comes in middle of the pack, 4-4. They'll stop the game for a moment, get the towels out there and dry the floor down where those players had landed, and we're back in action. Bergman will dump it over to the right side. Hattie Gross, her pass to the top is batted free. It's loose on the floor. Does it go out of bounds? No, it's going to be safe. Clark is able to rescue it and back up the court with the basketball. They're going to come. The feed to the left side to step inside the lane, and now the pass into the paint is a little bounce pass that is going to be stolen by Benedictine. And now the Lady Ravens going to get the, they're going to make them put the ball in play, and she's going to make a couple of substitutions. Bergman, Fitzgerald out of the ball game. Nicole Stork, Owen Dieters are going to come back in. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with the ball topside. They'll feed in the middle. Nicole turns and shoots and scores. Nicole Stork has 7. And the Lady Ravens stretch their lead again to 4. It is 16-12. 2:20 to play opening quarter. Clark will bring it down, bounce it over to the left side. Feed to the left side of the free throw line. They'll cross over underneath. The dip to the baseline right. The long three. Set sail and miss. Rebound tipped around. Kelly's going to come down with it. Kelly Stork with the rebound. Here comes BC. Ravens will feed underneath. Nicole's shot blocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Nicole, she does a lot. She'll find herself on the floor after that block, but bounces right back. Very resilient. And BC will have it in. Midway between the sideline and the left side of the lane at the baseline. It's brought in over on the left, and it'll be Hattie Gross takes the inbound pass. Back on top. Here's a three for Dieters. Too strong. Rebound, Clark. Neither team is exactly shooting the lights out right now. Here's a feed in the middle. A shot blocked. Braves are going to rebound it back. Kelly Stewart gets the block. BC will go coast to coast, driving into the lane. The shot up, no. Follow shot. Going to be long set of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball, and they don't have the nets rolled down between the gym floor and the practice floor, so they're going to have to send someone into the netherland back there to try to find that basketball and get it brought back up. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Ravens with a 4-point lead and with a basketball. The lob comes in out on top to Kelly. Now they'll feed to the baseline, and as Nicole crosses over to the right block for the shot, she gets fouled. And his foul is going to be on Brecken Stewart. So Brecken Stewart, foul number one. Ravens putting it in play again. Looking it in, they'll kick over to the left side. Starting into the middle, that's Hattie. Launches back out on top to Moser. Pulls up the dribble. Dieters to Hattie. It's three, off the rim, no. Rebound, Clark. The shot a little long. Clark scoops it up and, again, quickly into the forecourt. The long outlet passes that Clark uses, instead of dribbling it up the court, they quickly throw the ball down to the other end, and here's a corner shot for the baseline. No, and only Nicole Stork beneath the goal, waiting for the rebound. The other time, players were 6-8 feet away. BC down the court with less than a minute to go in the opening quarter with a 4-point lead. Shot clock rolling along at 14, 13, 12. Here's a shot up for the baseline, batted out of her hands, and it's going to be knocked away from Hattie. Out of bounds, Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. 45 seconds to play, 10 on the shot clock here in the opening quarter. Looking it in. Nicole will bring it. Moser goes for three and knocks it in. Diana Moser from outside. Give her 5 points now. And the Lady Ravens' biggest lead of the game at 19-12. Half a minute to go in the first. Shot clock is off. The feed, back door, stolen by the Ravens. Benedictine, and Owen Dieters runs down the floor, spins it to the left side, feeds up the block, backing in, twisting, turning, underhand shot, up and back, and a ball, but a foul. Reese will foul Kelly Stork, and the Ravens, with 16 seconds left in the opening quarter, coming to the free throw line. Looking to extend what is now already a 7-point lead at 19-12. Kelly strides up here. First one rolls in. And for Kelly Stork, how about that? It is only her first point of the afternoon. She's going to look over her second free throw, and it does not go. Rebound will be lost out of play. And they will say Raven basketball. So for Benedictine, with 16 seconds left in the opening quarter and with an 8-point lead, BC is going to be inbounding it at their baseline. And officials having a little confab at the point from which the ball will be brought in play. BC is going to get Kyla Fitzgerald in the game, replacing Kelly Stork here for this last 16 seconds of the opening quarter. And now the officials have whatever it is, I guess, ironed out. And here we go. Benedictine will bring it in. Out on top. Ravens will work it back to the left. Dieters, uncontested, goes three, hits three. Owen Dieters is on the board with her first points of the game. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, a long shot at the buzzer, and it's off the rim. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. There's a timeout on the floor from Dubuque, Iowa. After the first, it's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 23, Clark 12.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
At the end of the opening quarter, all of the Clark starters have scored. All of the Benedictine starters have scored. Lady Ravens don't have points also off the bench, and there's your difference. Clark, done led by Zoe Kennedy with 5. You got Walters and Potts, Ryan 2 apiece, Kay with 1 for Benedictine. How about that 7-point opening quarter for Nicole? Great job by Nicole Stork. 5 off the bench for Diana Moser, 3 apiece, Michaela Bauman and Owen Dieters. Riley Bergman with 2 and 1 for Kelly Stork. We go to the second quarter. It will be Clark basketball, and the Ravens are going to have this, not the starting five, they're going to have Bergman and Dieters out there, Michaela Bauman and Nicole Stork, but Kyla Fitzgerald will begin the second quarter for BC and head coach Folsom. Clark with the basketball, dumps it over to the right side, all the way near the baseline, and a pull-up shot for 3, very wide to the left. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens leading at 23-12. They'll back away a little bit. Up on top is Brueggemann. Left side, Bauman. Dieters. BC very patiently working the perimeter. Shot clock at 9. Here's a 3-point shot. It's up and good. From way outside, Brueggemann for 3. That will get her to 5 in the game and get the Ravens to a 26-12 lead. And Benedictine beginning to open it up a little bit. A minute gone in the second quarter. 3-point shot on the other end for Clark. Hits the rim twice, won't go. BC will rebound it down, and Dieters clears it away. Outlet pass, up the floor, backing away, squaring up, going 3. It's another 3 for Benedictine. Ravens back-to-back threes, that one is going to be a big one by Michaela Bauman. Michaela has a couple of threes, and the Ravens are really opening it up now. Here's a turnaround shot from in the middle of the lane. For the Pride, it'll be up and good. For Reese Ryan, it is 28-14. 8:20 to go in the first half. Ravens underneath, little reverse layup, too soft. Pride will rebound it back down. Cart going left to right across your dial in this opening half, driving the length of the court, and as the shot goes up, it misses. Brueggemann rebounds it down. Back up the court it comes. BC with Owen Dieters all the way to the baseline, trapped up there. Topside it goes to Michaela. Back over to the right, Brueggemann extends the right hand in the air, calling the offensive play, dribbling with the left. Dumps it over to the outside. Moser's in the game. The shot will go up. No. Rebound, Clark. Pride bringing it up the floor for Clark. If you're going to get back in this game, probably a good time right now. Ravens have missed on a couple of trips. You're going to want to cut into that lead if you're going to have any hope of coming away with a win. And the ball goes into the middle, and the jump is called. Ravens are going to tie it up. Possession to Benedictin. Ravens are going to make a quick substitution. And here comes BC. They'll go into the full court on the pass. A little more pressure right now by Clark. They're trying to test that Raven ball handling skill. The shot for three, missing. And on the rebound, a Lady Raven foul. So the foul is on Michaela Bauman. Hattie Gross is going to come into the game. Take Michaela out. For Michaela, it'll be foul number two. For Benedictine, it'll be foul one of the second quarter. Pride have not fouled yet here in the second. And they will walk it up court. Little left-hand dribble, stopping about three steps above the top of the key, way up high. Kick it to the right side of the lane. Now the drive, the shot from the block, rattles home. Nice shot by Camden Kay. She's got three. And it's 28-16. Clark is trying to battle back here in the early part of the second quarter. Benedictine back over to the right side. Moser looks inside. Two players topple to the floor. Just, they got kind of tangled up and looked like two oak trees that just tumble and fall over backwards side by side. Both players get up. They're fine. Not seeing, are they going to call a foul in the middle? No. Not getting any kind of an indication of what's going on out there. There it is. They're going to call a foul on Reese Ryan. And there's somebody had to have committed the foul. They're coming over here and they're having a visit with the coaching staff for Clark, trying to explain how that all went down. Reese Ryan apparently got an arm around Stork. And here's a shot from underneath. It is up and it is good. Kelly Stork with the layup. That'll be her third point this afternoon. Ravens back to a 14-point lead, 30-16. 6.5 to go in the half. Clark will drive it down the floor, kick it down to the baseline. Ravens reach in, bat it away. And Plyer will be putting it back in play again from their offensive end. The pass way up top side. Raymond defense has been really good, giving up only 16 points here. We're about 6 minutes to go in the half. Here's a running shot, batted away and knocked out of bounds. The shot blocked by Hattie Gross. She just saw what was coming, could make an anticipatory play, got the arm extended, batted it out of play. Clark will bring it back in at their end. Pippi with the left foot, pulling up from the top of the key. It's going to be the long two. Straight away, Zoe Kennedy. First points for her in the second quarter, her seventh this afternoon. Clark in a player defense. They're chasing Benedictine, and the Ravens have backed this thing away a little bit, trying to create a bit of daylight in the middle. Clark continues to pursue closely. That's a very long three. It'll hit the side of the rim. It will not be going in, and they'll look for the rebound. It's going to get out of bounds. It'll be off BC. So the Ravens turning it over. And we're at 5:53 to go in the opening half. 30-18, BC in front. Lady Ravens on a 6-plus-hour road trip today. Here's a drive all the way across, a little reverse layup. It's up and in. That's always a pretty play when it works. When you drive across and you lay it back up behind you, that was Zoe Kennedy with her ninth point, making it 30-20. Again, a pretty play when it works, but when it doesn't work, it looks so awkward and uncomfortable. But It's a play that you're seeing more and more as I think players get better and better. Ravens by 10. They've led a couple of times by 14. Here's a three-point shot. That's not going to fall for Kelly. And a three-point shot, no good. Back up with it will come Clark. They'll cut into the lane, feed it back out to the free throw line. Goes to the top, driving in straight down the middle, and the driving layup is going to be up and good. Zoe Kennedy again. Now she's in double figures with 11. Benedictine having a problem finding an answer for Zoe. Here's a three-point shot for the Ravens. And Benedictine not hitting the long shots. They continue to take them. They're just not hitting them very much right now. And their lead at 30-22 with 4.5 to go. And another shot on the other end is going to be up and good. Zoe Kennedy again. She just drives the lane, gets to the defenders, and a great athletic play, showing a lot of balance, a lot of dexterity. She's able to make that happen. 4:13 to go. And we get a shot from the outside. Brueggemann hits the three. Riley Brueggemann with 8 points. And we're going to get a media break. Let's do it. Joseph, with 4 minutes and 12 to go in the opening half, it's the Lady Ravens 33, Clark 24.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hundley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Clark University, one of the newer members of the Heart of America Athletic Conference here in Dubuque, Iowa. The Ravens lead them 33-24, 4:12 to go in the first half. Benedictine's Lady Ravens, they've been playing some very, very good basketball. Coming into the game at 11-5, 7-1 in the Heart. Clark is already out of the floor. Now, here comes Benedictine. First free throw, the free throw up and good. So Brueggemann is going to hit the free throw, and the Ravens go up 34-22 as Riley Brueggemann completes the four-point play. She hit the three, drew the foul, hit the free throw, and now Clark goes to the right block and traffic. The shot is up. It's good, and a plus one. And the difference in the way these two teams are scoring right now for Benedictine, and this is not exclusively, but for a large part, it feels like right now, Lady Ravens is going from the outside, shooting from the perimeter, putting up a ton of outside shots. Clark not doing that. They're putting up a few from the outside, sure, keeping the defense honest. And here's going to be an 18-footer set sail and missing. But what they're doing is driving into the middle, attacking the defense, getting that shot, and a lot of times a plus one. Ravens will be back up court, leading by 10. The shot by Brueggemann is going to be rejected. Clark will pull it back up the floor. The outlet to the left side. Again, drive into the lane, go all the way to the baseline, and the driving layup is good. And again, that has been their solution. Now they're going to stay on that driving shot. They're going to call a travel inside. Yeah, Josie Potts, who's been hitting all of the shots, they're going to say she got an extra step in, so a break for the Lady Ravens right here. And Benedictine back down court with it. 34-24 BC. 3:20 to play and running along here toward halftime. The feed in the lane, the shot goes up, rolls around, kicks out, and then drops back in. And that is going to belong to Nicole Stork, her 9th point of the game. 36-24, 3 minutes left in the half. Inside the driving shot, it's up and good. You know who that was, right? Of course, Eva Zoe Kennedy. She's got 10 in the quarter, 15 already in the game, and the Ravens have no answer for her right now. BC will feed inside, put the shot away, miss it. Rebound on the floor. Ravens turn it over. BC's going to steal it away. Brueggemann. A little pocket picking there by Riley Brueggemann. Benedictine is going to regain possession of the basketball. 2.5 to go in the half. The pass down low and at the baseline. A little bump, tumbling out of bounds. Now, the Ravens are going to say, I got fouled on that. The official is going to say, yeah, no, you just stepped out of bounds and turned it over. And here comes Clark putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. 2:27 to go. The official's holding up play for just a minute as Josie Potts is going to check out of the game. She's got to need some rest. Haley Walters is going to come in for the Pride. Clark. Now, the Ravens are going to go to a half-court trap offense. Three-point shot ensues and knocks it down. Three-pointer by Jessica Morgan. Jessica's first points of the game as she has just checked in moments ago. And the Ravens are going to come back up the floor. Now they only lead 36-29. Cut to a seven-point game. Dieters, the sidestep, the shot for three. No. Rebound underneath. And the follow shot will not go in, but Benedictine draws a foul. They're going to say no foul. They're going to call that a block out of bounds. I thought it was contact. The officials have a little quick chat and say no. No foul. So the shot does not go in. The block by Reese Ryan. And the Ravens are going to track down the basketball now in the cavernous Kiel Center. And BC's going to put it in play. See if they put it in the basket. It's a bead. And the ball's going to be off the ankle, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Turnover by Kelly Stork, and here comes Clark. They have been really good at not getting flustered, finding themselves down a couple of times by 14. They have stayed with the game plan. Here's a driving shot. Zoe Kennedy, shot up, won't go. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and here comes BC. Ravens up the court, 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. Leading at 36-29. Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's College Basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. We're happy to have you with us. I want you to stick around. The guys game coming up after this one. Three-point shot's going to rim out. No good. Kelly Stewart taking the long shot. And then the follow, it's going to be up and in by Nicole. So Kelly missed the three. Nicole comes down with the offensive rebound, puts it straight back up and in. 38-29, Lady Ravens. Inside a minute to go in the half. The far right side, they'll bounce it to the side of the free throw lane. And then a collision down to the baseline. And they're going to say no foul with that, but the ball is going to go out of bounds off Clark. Ravens have it back. 47 seconds to play. Josie Potts comes back in for Clark. Ravens will bring it top of the key. It's batted away. It's loose on the floor, but saved over to the right side. Out on top, it's Dieters. Kelly Stork drags herself to her feet. She got run over a little bit out there, but again, seems to be just fine. Dieters works left, feeds down low. The follow-away shot, it's up, it's in. Kelly Stork hits the bucket. Chases the Raven lead now to 40-29. The foul is going to be on Brecken Stewart. It'll be Brecken's first foul. And Kelly looking for the three-point play. She'll collect. Conventional three for Kelly Stork. And it is 41-29. Lady Ravens on the road this afternoon with the 12-point lead. Clark with the basketball. 18, 17, 16 seconds left in the half. Obviously, the shot clock's off. And again, the Ravens are going to trap up tall. Ball shot at the center circle. They'll throw it over to the right side. 9 seconds. Out on top with eight. They'll drive in the middle. It's a patented shot. As it goes up, we'll get a Benedictine foul as the defender slides in a little too late. And that foul is going to be on Hattie Gross. So Hattie Gross, foul number one today. Or excuse me, foul number two. Excuse me, foul number two for Hattie. It will be a couple of free throws for Clark. It's only team foul four, but they're course, that's a shooting violation here. And shots up, and no, rebound up and in. So the first free throw by Josie was good. The second one misses, and then Reese Ryan puts it back up and in, and we will go to halftime. Big flurry by the Pride late in this first half. Gets them right back into the ballgame. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Headed to halftime, NW Iowa, Lady Ravens lead 41-32.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Now time in Dubuque, Iowa. Finds the Benedict and Lady Ravens in front of Clark. 41-32, a recap of the first half scoring. Finds Clark led by, and you know it's going to be right, Zoe Kennedy. She's been really, really good. 15 points, 7 of 13 shooting the ball, 0 for 2 from the outside. And for Zoe, the long shot has not been the answer. It is driving the lane where she's been good. Reese Ryan, perfect on the afternoon. 3 of 3, has 6. 3 points each, then for Josie Potts and Camden Kay and Jessica Morgan. 2 first half points for Clark's Haley Walters. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, double-digit scoring in the first half by Nicole Stork with 11. Riley Brueggemann with 9, a half a dozen for Kelly Stork. 5 each, Diana Moser and Michaela Bauman. 3 in the first half for Owen Dieters, and Kyla Fitzgerald has 2. Lady Ravens, shoot the ball, okay, not as much or not as well probably as Coach Folsom would like. They're 16-36, that's 44% from the floor. But 6 of 16 from outside, 37%, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. For Clark, hitting 43% on 14 of 32. But from the outside, here's where the difference is. Clark is 1 of 8, 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Each team with 8 turnovers. The Ravens still have capitalized more. They've got 13 points off those 8 turnovers. Clark has collected only 3 off the turnovers. Benedictine has out-rebounded the Pride 22-17. And tell you what, 5 steals for each of these two teams. Clark has played very well. And again, you've got to admire their perseverance. Trailing by 14 a couple of times early in the game. They did not fold up. They continued to battle, continued to stay with a game plan. And we've got a good game going on that's going to take us into the second half. With that, a reminder, we've got the men's game coming up after this one, an anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off for it. So don't forget, game 2 coming up here on CARE in, you know, hour and a quarter or so. But right now, we're going to take a break as it's halftime of the women's game, and we'll be back to bring in the second half live. But with that intermission score, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 41, Clark 32. Back we go to Joseph. He's in the CARE Radio Sports Studio for a January Saturday halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12.
Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Tom Counts and the game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Everything kicks off on Tuesday night with high school basketball. We'll have Marhill Mount Academy at Valley Falls. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7 p.m. Wednesday night brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens will be playing host to Baker. Tune in for the women's game at 5:30 p.m. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. After Sports Look, we'll have High School Coaches Insight Show. That is done by Brandon, and it's an excellent show where Brandon talks to the coaches of Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, so we'll have Valley Falls at Jefferson County North. Tune in about 6 p.m. for the girls' game, boys' game to follow. Then next Saturday, we'll bring you Benedictine men's and women's basketball taking on Grandview, 2 p.m. for the women's game.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the women's basketball scores. It's the early, early part of the day, so we're going to be limited in what we've got available. Basically, taking a look at, I'm going to try to refresh this to make darn sure because I'm only just a few seconds away from halftime. Yes, it's now officially halftime in the Missouri Baptist Peru State game. Missouri Baptist is eking out a 2-point lead at the half, 32-30. In the Culver Stockton Baker game, which actually just came to halftime as well. It's Culver Stockton 34, Baker 24 at the half. In this game, we've got Benedictine sitting at 41 with Clark at 32. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening skip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 44. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 39. Low 50s Monday, upper 50s Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's 42 degrees and fair in downtown Atchison. It feels like 35 out there. Winds are out of the west-southwest at 16 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 51%. The dew point, 26 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.23 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts in just a moment.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? What a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, that's right. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering back in the Care Radio Sports Studio, getting you that halftime scoop and update. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couts with you here this afternoon. And, yeah, the facility here today, the arena, and it's the Kiel Center on the campus of Clark University in Dubuque, Iowa. Halftime of the ladies' game. Second half's going to be coming up here pretty shortly. Halftime of the ladies' game, Benedictine leading at 41-32. So Lady Ravens are playing well against the Clark team that comes into the game today. They're playing well. I mean, you look at their record, they are 8-7. They're 4-4, but they are a team that is continuing to improve and continuing to get better. And in fact, they are on a three-game winning streak right now. They've won the last three games with Graceland. They won that 84-62. They went down to Baldwin City and beat Baker, 80-75. They knocked off St. Ambrose, 91-77. And a holiday loss at St. Francis in Illinois and Joliet. And then before that, they had also knocked off Central Methodist, 87-64. So this Clark team is a good one. And Lady Ravens are doing a pretty good job right now of putting together and holding on to this lead. Benedictine outscoring Clark 23-12 in the opening quarter. But Clark, they kind of found the wrinkle. They got the ball going into the middle. They got the ball into the hands of Zoe Kennedy. And that 15 points she's got in the first half allowed Clark to win the second quarter 20-18. So, again, you got to know that this this Pride team, they're going to not be giving this thing up. They're going to be working hard as we get into the second half. Benedictine going to put its original starting five out on the floor to begin the second half. It will be Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters with Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, Nicole Stork. For Clark, it'll be Haley Walters, Josie Potts, Camden Kay, Reese Ryan, and Zoe Kennedy. 41-32, the Lady Ravens in front. We're set to go to the second half. It'll be Clark putting the ball in play, and we'll get set to go here in the second half. Clark now moving from right to left across your dial. The ball out on top. It's going to be stolen by Brueggemann. So the Ravens are going to take it away on the very initial possession of the second half. She'll get it out on top to Owen Dieters. Again, Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. Topside with it is going to be Kelly. To feed underneath to Nicole. On the floor one time. Kicks it back to the edge. The three-point launched and buried. Three-point shot for Benedictine by Owen Dieters. She's got six. 44-32. Lady Ravens go back up by a dozen. A three on the other end. Good! From way outside, that's Haley Walters. So early in the second half, these two teams trading three-point shots. 44-35. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Dieters holding it up on top. One hand push pass over to the right side to Kelly. Comes out on top, Nicole. Back around the left to Owen. Dieters will cut into the lane. Stop inside the free throw line. Gets swarmed. Kicks it on top. The three. Nope. Long rebound. Going to be cleared away by Josie Potts. Here comes Clark. And the ball knocked away by Dieters. Saved on the floor by Clark, and the easy layup underneath is going to be up and good. So the driving layup is up and in for Clark, and 8.5 to go in the third quarter. The Ravens three misses, and rebounding it down to Pride. Back up the floor. Clark. And the Ravens are going to steal it away again. Benedictine's done a good job defensively of keeping the pressure on, forcing the turnover. Dieter steps inside the ring. She'll pull up for a short jumper, and it's not going to get far enough. Hits the front of the rim, backs away. Clark coming up with another rebound. So each team hot right out of the gate, and now have cooled off a little bit as the third quarter beginning to unwind. 7:55 to go in the third. Driving all the way to the baseline, the follow-away shot. It's up and good from the right side. So that bucket belongs to, yes, that's Zoe Kennedy. She's got 17 points now. No fouls by Zoe Kennedy. A huge day. Raven baseline three is no good, and it's going to go out of bounds on Benedictine. And Coach Folsom says, I got to talk about this a little bit. He's going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. A break with the Ravens at 7:36 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine 44, Clark 39.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Well, Clark is now on a 7-0 run. And again, Benedictine putting together a double-digit lead, only to find the Pride fighting their way right back in this thing. It is a 5-point BC lead, 44-39. Welcome to the Kiel Center. Benedictine calling a timeout. And back out on the floor for the Ravens, it'll be the same five. Yeah, Stork, Bauman, Dieters, and Brueggemann. Up floor with the basketball. Here comes Clark University. Down the left side, stopping right in front of their bench. The ball kicked back over to the left to Kennedy, and we get a whistle. We get an offensive foul call. That is a big whistle and a big offensive foul. And it's going to be on Camden K. And for Camden, she's going to check out of the game. First foul of the second half by either team. The Ravens will bring it back up the floor. Leading by only five. Topside with it is going to be Kelly Stork. Over to Owen. Back to Kelly above the block. Tries to back into the lane. Instead has to push it back out on top to Brueggemann. Right side Dieters in front of the Raven bench. She'll go inside. Shot up. No. I think she just got a little bit too far beneath the rim for that shot to have a decent angle for a trajectory on the shot. And then gets batted away out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back in. BC fortunate that a Clark player got a finger on that thing. So from the left side of the lane, Ravens looking it in. They'll bring it into Stork. She goes up and gets it. Off of the inbound play, the shot by Nicole. Her 13th point of the game, and it's 46-39. 6:45 to play in the third quarter. And the pass at the baseline, too hot, tall, rebound, stolen, Brueggemann, she'll drive it down the floor, coast to coast, big collision, bodies all over the floor, and this foul is going to be on Haley Walters. So Haley collects the personal foul, it's going to be her first, it'll be team foul two by Clark, and at the line for BC, it'll be Riley Brueggemann. First of two? No. One more shot coming up for the St. James Academy grad. Looking to get to double figures with this shot. He puts it on his way. That one's right there. 10 points now for Riley Brueggemann. 47-39 at Benedictine. BC, virtually no pressure until the ball gets to midcourt. And then they press it hard, and it's going to be stolen. But we will see that the official says not going to be stolen. Going to get away, and they're going to have the Ravens putting it in play. So Benedictine over to the right side. Out on top, Brueggemann goes left, goes in, goes up, too strong. Offensive putback is up and in, but wave off the second shot. Going to be a foul on Haley Walters. Yeah, no, she had the one a moment ago. Well, now she's quickly picked up a second foul, and Riley Brueggemann. Back of the line, she was one of two a moment ago, and she'll hit the first one here. 11 points, Riley Brueggemann, 48-39. And Benedictine looking to reclaim the double-digit lead, and they will. So Riley will hit them both. It's 49-39 BC. Still just over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter of this women's college game. Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. Cross-court pass slapped out of bounds by the Ravens. Clark will be putting it in play from just in the middle of the bench, just below the coaches and before the players. The pass into the lane, driving around, little right-hand hook shot, no rebound. Here's Nicole coming up with the basketball. The Ravens are going to run. Dieters races into the forecourt, feeds down low. On the floor one time, knocked out of Kelly's hands. Out of bounds to Benedictine. 5:57 to go in the third. Shooting numbers, still pretty much the same. Ravens hitting 41% of their shots. Clark hitting 45% of theirs. Benedictine has just got off a lot more shots. Now, on the inbound, the ball is on the floor. A Clark player dives on it. And we get a jump ball called. Possession to Benedictine. BC will have it at the 28-foot mark from the far side across from the benches and the scorer's table. Ravens will look to bring it in. Dieter's going to have it up on top. Little left-hand dribble, back over to the right. Kicks it out to Nicole. She's played up high. Now to Kelly straight away above the three-point ring. Feed back into the block. Kelly goes in, drops a shoulder, goes in, draws the offensive foul. I talked about it in a high school game last night, and I'm going to talk about it again right now. As an offensive player, if you go into the lane, you dip that shoulder, and you lean into that defender, you're going to be called for an offensive foul. It's just what's going to happen. And with that collision, Kelly Stork is going to come out of the game. Coach, I think, is talking to her, making sure that she's okay. I think that she's fine. But he's going to let her get a little bit of rest. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens up 10. Clark with the basketball. Back up the floor with it. The Pride way upstairs. And again, the Ravens staying with that little bit of a trapping defense. Maybe not as aggressively as they were trapping the ball earlier. Here's a drive into the lane. And as the shot goes up, the shooter falls to the floor. And we're going to get a Raven foul. It's going to be Riley Brueggemann. For Riley, it'll be foul number two. For Benedictine, it'll be foul number two of the third quarter. And Zoe Kennedy at the free throw line. Zoe has been a one-player wrecking team for Clark. She hits the first free throw. She hits the second free throw. She's got 19 points. And the Raven lead again is trimmed. It is 49-41. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. And on the upcourt play, we get another whistle and a foul on Reese Ryan. So Reese Ryan has picked up the foul. Ravens will have it in at the baseline. And now Benedictine is going to turn it over on the inbound, and Kelly Stork will turn it over. Back with it will come Clark. Clark will make a change in the lineup. Walters is going to go out. Morgan checks in for the Pride. Into the forecourt. 5 minutes to go. Quarter number three. Clark to the right side. All alone, the three. No. Rebound, Benedictine. That was a great rebound. Back up court with it. BC, they'll drive baseline. The shot is up missing. Probably a little deflected. There were several players around the ball as it went up from deep underneath the rim. And now, coming up the floor, traveling called. And the play maybe is not quite as sharp as it was earlier. And we're going to get our media break, and the coaches are going to address that and maybe other items. But I would suspect certainly that. We're taking a break, Joseph. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the third quarter of the women's college game here this afternoon. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 49, Clark 41.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Again, not a ton of fans in here, but, you know, nice warm place to be if you're in Dubuque. 35 degrees and kind of overcast outside. The threat of precipitation as the afternoon wears on. Benedictine leading in the ball game, 49-41. 4:38 to go in the third quarter. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play in the backcourt. Brueggemann, Fitzgerald, Mosier, Bauman, and Stork. Nicole Stork, are your Raven five on the floor right now? BC got to go to motion. They're going to work the ball around the outside. Top of the key right now to Mosier. Back over to the right where the shot is launched and hit but waved off as there's going to be a foul in the lane beneath the goal. That bucket will not count. And Nicole Stork will pick up the foul. So far, Nicole Stork two fouls to go with the 13 points. And Clark very quickly comes up the court with it. The shot down to the baseline. No. Rebound BC. Neither of these teams has done anything just really spectacular. Each team has kind of battled and fought. And it's been one of those blue-collar kind of a games where there's a Raven shot missed. Back up with it is going to come Clark. They'll launch the long three off the back of the rim. Rebound in the corner to Benedictine. Back up the floor with it will come the Ravens. It feels like these teams are not shooting 40% from the floor, even though the numbers are going to make that the case. Here's a shot at the baseline, and BC gets fouled. Riley Brueggemann will come to the free throw line on a foul by Reese Ryan. So Reese will have her. Are you ready for this? That is her fourth foul of the game. At the line, Brueggemann, 3 out of 4 today. Got that one right in there. Let me fix that. 3 out of 4 in this quarter. 4 out of 5 in the game and hits the first of two here. All of her points here in this third quarter have come at the free throw line. She'll hit that one. So she's 5 of 6 in the third quarter, 6 of 7 in the game. And Riley Brueggemann, what's that give her now? 9, 14 points. And she's going to check out and get a little rest. Hattie Gross comes into the game for Riley, and Clark comes up court with it. Ravens by 10 once again, 51-41. 3:20 to play, third quarter of the women's game. Clark will cut down the left side of the lane. Change directions, go in, shot hard off the window, no good. Rebound, Ravens. That driving shot into the lane, I think probably that shot was missed by Brecken Stewart, thinking that she was going to draw a foul and had to put a little extra push on the ball. The defender did not foul her, and the result was a badly missed shot. Ravens coming up with a rebound from the top. Here's Hattie going three wide to the left side. 3-4 now. Players on the floor. The ball is going to be saved by the Ravens, and now the official's going to blow a whistle. We're going to get timeout called. They're going to get a timeout called. The Ravens are on the verge maybe of turning it over. So let's take a break, Joseph. 2 minutes and 46 to go in the third quarter. Still a 10-point Benedictine lead. Ravens 51, Pride 41.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Men's college basketball coming up here on Kit Radio in, I don't know, less than an hour. Probably 45, 50 minutes from now, around 2 o'clock. So join us. It'll be BC guys coming up here on the road at Clark. We thought we'd be back to play by now, but during that timeout, the officials have decided that they are going to go to the scorers table, and they are reviewing something. Not exactly certain what, where there was a question or with what they were concerned, but they're going to give that a looking at. And so we're going to see if there's any other games going on around the conference right now that are very far along. So this afternoon right now, Baker trails Culver Stockton down at the Collins Center, 38-31. They're in the middle of the third quarter. Late in the third quarter, you've got Peru State, Missouri Baptist. That's a good one. A one-point game, 39-38. The rest of the games in the conference, Park at Mount Mercy, Central Methodist at Graceland, Penn at Mid-America, Grandview, Missouri Valley, are all 2 o'clock games. So here we go. They came out of that break. Nothing happened. And the Ravens are going to inbound it. And their driving shot is going to be up and good for Moser. So Diana Moser on the board with her 7th point of the game. And Clark's upcourt pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back in. So coming out of the timeout, Benedictine has got a little bit of a momentum, a little bit of a head of steam, and to go up a dozen, and they're back in control of the ball. Driving down is going to be Dieters. She'll stop on the side of the lane. Comes up top of the key. Gets it there to Kelly. Feeds into Nicole. Between two defenders, and she's going to have the ball stripped out of her hands. However, as the ball was stripped away, the player steps on the baseline. So Camden Kay got the steal, but stepped on the baseline, and Benedictine will have it back in at their end. The ball comes in. Stork goes up, misses the shot. Collision in the backcourt. Players on the floor, no foul called. Here comes Clark. They'll bring it down the right side. Go into the lane. Driving shot. It's up. It's good. We get a bucket and a free throw. Haley Walters hits the shot. So Haley, let me find her on my score sheet here. Haley will have 7 points, and she will draw a foul on Hattie Gross. It'll be Hattie's 3rd. Free throw, up and in. So completing that conventional three-point play, it's a 51-44 ball game, and we go inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 9 at 53-44. The feed entry pass shot goes up and good. Beautiful give and go for the Ravens on the inside. They bucket on the assist by Owen Dieters, knocked in by Kyla Fitzgerald. So Kyla on the board. Her 4th point of the afternoon. Back up with it, BC, or rather Clark, the 3. No, hits the back of the rim. And a long rebound, cleared down by the Ravens. Here comes Benedictine again. Moser with that board. Ravens, Dieters, coast to coast, drives and shoots and scores. Owen Dieters for 2. Her 8 points of the game, and the Ravens stretch it back again now to 13 points. 57-44. 1:11 to go in the third quarter. A 13-point lead. They have never really trailed in this game. I'm looking all the way back to the opening minute. Benedictine has never been behind. They've been up by as many as 14. Clark has been able to push it back, push it back. Early in this quarter, they cut it to a 5-point game. But Benedictine has kept them at arm's length throughout. Here's Moser driving in. Puts up a running shot and will not go in. However, she's been fouled. The foul is going to be on Zoe Kennedy as we're at 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And how about that? That is the first foul by Zoe. Braves will bring it in right in front of Coach Folsom. 53, 52 seconds to play. Approaching the end of the third quarter. Ravens way back out on top to Dieters. Owen looks for that little lob pass inside, but the defense would not let Kyla get free. And the ball's going to go out of bounds, having been touched by a Clark player. Ravens are going to have it back in. Shot clock goes back to 40. Or rather, 35. Here's the turnaround shot. No. Rebound. Here's Clark. 1/2 minute to go in the third quarter. 3-point shot. Undefended. Buries it from deep in the left corner. 3-point shot from the outside by Haley Walters. And she's had a big third quarter. 9 points in the third quarter. 11 in the ballgame for Haley. And the Ravens with the shot clock off. In possession of the ball, up 10. 9 seconds, 8 seconds left in the quarter. They feed in the middle. It's going to be batted free and stolen. Here comes Clark. They've got a chance. 3 seconds, 2. The running shot at the buzzer, off the mark. We're going to the fourth quarter in Dubuque. Timeout on the floor after 3 in the women's game. Benedictine 57, Clark 47.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Well, we're going to be going to the fourth quarter, and Clark continues to be led by Zoe Kennedy. She's got to be on everybody's all-conference ballot, right? Zoe, 19 points so far this afternoon. Leads her team, leads all scorers for Benedictine. A couple of players in double-figure scoring. You got Nicole Stork with 13, and you've got Riley Brueggemann, 14. Riley has been lighting it up at the free throw line where, matter of fact, that's where all of her points in the third quarter have come. She was 5 of 6 at the free throw line in the third quarter. Ravens outscored Clark 16-15 in the third. Ravens are going to have it in to begin the fourth quarter. We're back to action. Or no, wait, Clark has it. Back to action. They'll drive right, running shot up and in. And as easily as that, with nobody stepping in front of the ball, they're driving layup by Haley Walters. Gives her 13 points in the game. 57-49. And Clark continues to battle hard. And now, as the Ravens take that ball down to the baseline, there's going to be a turnover. Michaela Bauman turns it over. Back up with it will come Clark. BC is going to drop back in the player defense. They've gone away from the trap. The drive will go all the way down to the side of the lane. Now the ball is going to be loose on the floor, batted around, tied up, and Raven basketball. The jump ball called possession to Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the ball game. The Ravens go to the fourth quarter with Riley Brueggemann and Kyla Fitzgerald, Diana Moser, Michaela Bauman, and Kelly Stork. Here's Brueggemann in front of the BC bench. Little left-hand dribble, drives to the left side. Goes over there to Moser, out on top. Michaela launches the three, hits the rim, doesn't go down. Rebound, Clark. Pride, outlet, quickly into the forecourt. Driving in, cut off, backing it away. And now a little hook shot to the lane. It's going to be up and good. That was a tough shot and nicely done. And again, it's Zoe Kennedy. She's got 21 now. 57-51. And once more, the Raven lead cut to 6. The shot on the other end for Benedictine is going to be up and good. 59-51. Kelly Stork, by the way, hit that layup. And now on the other end, a shot is up and good. Haley Walters makes a three. And Clark continues to just whittle at the Raven lead and trim it and cut it. It's now 59-54. It's a five-point advantage, and Benedictine is going to turn it over. 8:15 to play. Before the ball comes in play, you've got Coach Folsom on his feet. He's shuffling players in and out of the lineup. So Benedictine's going to get Owen Dieters back in the game and Nicole Stork coming back into the game, taking out Fitzgerald and Moser. Here comes Clark. They trail only by 5. Three-point shot, no. Rebound, Benedictine. The board is going to be cleared away by Brueggemann. Here she comes. Takes it down the right side. Little seesaw dribble back out on top to Nicole. Over to the left side. Bit of a sidestep by Dieters. Out on top. Here's a shot. 17-footer. No. Rebound. Saved by the Ravens. The shot for 3. No. Rebound tipped out. Pulled down by the Ravens. But wait. A foul underneath the goal. Coming to the scoring table, the official's going to let us know that the foul underneath is going to be on Reese Ryan. And the Ravens are going to bring it back in play. 7.5 left. The feed to the block was shot, hangs on the rim forever, and then falls in for Nicole Stork. 15 points for Nicole, 61-54. 7:27 to play. And now the ball is going to be kicked and lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Raven basketball. And again, they're going to have to traipse way down into the corner to find this loose basketball. Ravens with Bergman and Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. So BC's rotated the starting five back in there. Benedictine shooting percent, they really consistent. Both teams has. Ravens are now 23-55, 41%. Clark is 22-49, 44%. Free throws are almost identical. Here's a driving shot for the left side for the Ravens, and it won't go down. Rebound. Pulled back down by Clark. They'll fly down the court. Thinking about the three from the left side. They don't. Pull it back out on top. The three from the top. In and out, no. And an offensive rebound secured. Clark is going to keep control of the basketball. They'll have it down to the baseline left. Their shot clock reset with that missed shot. And here's a foul in the middle. And free throws coming up for the Pride. Clark fans feel maybe there's a little magic in the air here this afternoon. As, again, the Pride come in on a three-game winning streak, having won four of the last five. The one they did not win was a non-conference game over the holiday. Here's your shot. It's up. It's good. So the free throw by Haley Walters is good, fouled by Michaela Bauman. Second free throw is not, and the Ravens are going to board it down. Bergman coming up with a rebound, and the Ravens are going to have an outlet pass the length of the court. The feed in the lane. The shot good for Nicole. 17 points, Nicole Stork. Ravens go up 63-55. And again, the moment you feel like Clark is going to make a bit of a surge, the Ravens toughen up, battle back, and we will have a Raven foul by Owen Dieters. 6:22 to go in the game. Benedictine team foul three. Clark has committed only one fourth quarter foul. Inbound play, three-point shot, no. Rebound on the floor, out of bounds. Raven basketball. That was a great headlong dive by Clark to try to save that thing in play, but the Ravens are going to get it back. Dieters in the forecourt. 6:10 to go in the game. This game has been very close all afternoon long. The Ravens have led throughout. Now here's a pass lobbed inside, but it's going to be short. Stolen by Clark. Outlet down the floor. Driving all the way into the corner, but unable to drive to the middle. They're going to have to back the ball outside. Reset the offense. And now Bergman reaches in and steals it. She'll jailbreak. Other end of the floor. Running shot. Yes! Bergman for two. 16 points for Riley. And Benedictine goes up 65-55. So five unanswered points for BC, and again, it's a double-digit lead. From the top of the key, the three, set sail and missed. The long rebound, batted around, and it's going to get out of play off Benedictine. 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter of this women's game. Ravens on the road, a long, long road trip. Nothing easy about going from Atchison to Dubuque, Iowa. Now the ball is batted away. It's on the floor. We get a whistle, and where's a foul? It's going to be on the Ravens, probably on Riley. So Riley Brueggemann commits the foul. And now, wait a minute. The officials are having a confab. The Raven players out of the floor seem a little unhappy, and the officials are still talking it over, and now there's a technical. I'm not sure what transpired or what occurred and or was said, but Riley Brueggemann has been saddled with a technical foul, so she would have committed a regular foul and a technical foul. Zoe Kennedy coming to the free throw line. certainly who I'd want to be sitting up there if I were Clark. She is 3 of 3 from the line this afternoon with 21 points. Her free throw, she's all alone in that half of the court. It's up and good. She's got 22. The Raven lead cut to 9. One more technical shot for Zoe. It is up and it is good. Zoe Kennedy will hit them both, 65-57. And, of course, Clark will have the ball in at the far side. Ravens are going to make a little lineup change here. And Brueggemann is going to go to the bench. Dinah Moser comes back in. 65-57 at 5:21 to go in the ballgame. Ravens up 8. But, again, you've got the pride and control of the ball. Benedictine staying in his player defense. Pride will work to the right side, bounce down to the baseline, and they were looking to get that ball to Zoe, but she was kind of boxed away from the basketball and unable to reach it. It's going to roll harmlessly out of play. Ravens are going to have a back in play from deep into backcourt. With 5:08 to go this afternoon in the women's game. Don't forget again the guys' game coming up at the top of the hour. Benedictine will walk it up. Right side Dieters to Moser. Back out to Bauman. Ravens have everybody pretty much above the three-point circle. And now here's Michaela. Goes three and hits three. Michaela Bauman. The shot clock is running along. She had to do something. Squared up, and she's a superb perimeter shooter. Benedictine up 11. 68-57. Spinning shot of the lane is going to be up and good. Camden Kay hits it. Camden with 5. And it's 68-59. 4:20 to play in the game. Dieters to Nicole. Back to the right side. Now the Ravens doubled up. Ball's on the floor. Players on the floor. Official will stop play. Step up over the ball. And the jump ball is going to bring us to the media timeout. We'll be back. We've got a great finish in store for you. 4 minutes and 16 seconds remain in this college basketball game. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 68, Clark 59.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Well, in the Kiel Center, Clark fans are on the edge of their seat. They find themselves trailing Benedictine 68-59 in this women's game. 4:16 left to play. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here this afternoon. Clark is going to have Walters and Potts out of the floor with Camden Kay and Brecken Stewart, Zoe Kennedy. But it's Haley Walters and Zoe Kennedy. They've done the damage. Walters with 17, Kennedy 23. 40 points. Between those two, 40s or teams 59. And it's Clark basketball. We're back underway. They'll feed it left, and the pass out of the reach of Walters. It's going to go out of bounds. Ravens will have it in the backcourt. We'll see Clark employ some full-court pressure. Owen Dieters will bring it up the floor. Stops in the backcourt. Gets the outlet pass, and Ravens across the timeline. Dieters, Moser, Bauman. Kelly Stork, Nicole Stork on the floor for Benedictine. Clock becoming an issue now. 3:45 to play. Here's Michaela. She's had a hot hand this afternoon, has 8 points. The shot in the middle is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Clark basketball. And I mentioned the doorways that go back into the offices and training rooms and classrooms and so forth. The ball kind of rolls back that way. Where the Benedictine guys are kind of hanging out, waiting to come out of the floor for their game. But we've got 3.5 minutes left in this one. Clark back up the floor, down only 9. From the top, passing up the 3, the drive in, the kick out, and we get a turnover by Clark. So the Ravens will have it in play. They will send it Nicole Stewart over again to the sideline in front of the Pride bench. She'll bring it into Dieters. Owen to Nicole. She'll put it on the floor a couple of times, gets knocked on the floor, gets it over to Dieters, who will bring it across the midcourt. And we will have a blocking foul. So for Clark, you see that they understand that they're going to have to level up that aggressiveness and intensity a little bit, trending by 9 with just over 3 minutes to play. They're going to have to get that ball back. And that is only Clark's second foul. They have some fouls to give before they put Benedict in at the free throw line. Here's Bauman up on top to Kelly. They feed for Nicole, and it's way too tall and out of her reach. There was no hope for her to haul that one in. And Dieters knows that she just got a little bit too much on that pass. Ravens will turn it over. Here comes Clark. 2:55 to play. Quickly down the right side at the baseline. Through two defenders, and the shot is up and good. Zoe Kennedy. 25 points now for Kennedy. And Benedict, and again, battling against the full court pressure. And we will have a double dribble. And the Ravens having a hard time getting the ball up the floor against the press. And Coach Folsom is going to work on that, and he's going to take a timeout. Ravens taking a timeout. 2:39 left in the ballgame. Pride battling back. It's Benedict in 68, Clark 61.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Timeout, Benedictson is going to have Riley Brueggemann back in the game with her 16 points and her four fouls. They'll have Owen Dieters out there, Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, Nicole Stork. Nicole leading all scorers right now for Benedictson at 17 points, but leading scorer in the game is Zoe Kennedy at 25 for Clark. And Pride will go three and hit it from deep in the left corner. Three-point shot, Haley Walters. So it is now 68-64 with 2:15 to play. Ravens feeling a little pressure. The ball in the middle. It's going to be ripped away and stolen. Here comes Clark, trailing only by 4. Foul laid up the floor, and it's going to be stolen back by Dieters. Dieters anticipated the pass, stepped into the lane, the passing lane, and comes up with the ball. Inside 2 minutes to go now. Ravens with the ball up 4. Brueggemann lobs inside, gets the ball in the middle to Kelly. It's going to be stripped out of her hands. And we will have, I think, a foul called. Again, the official's taking a world of time sorting this business out. Everybody kind of milling around out on the floor. A minute 47 to go. And the official's still talking it over in the backcourt among themselves. All of the Ravens have come over to their bench, so the officials have sent the teams to their respective benches now. And it's not like they're over here looking at the video. They're way out across the floor in the back far corner having a very serious conversation about what happened right there beneath the goal nearest them. And now, one official goes to the scorer's table. One official comes over to talk to Coach Folsom. And they're going to be explaining just what's going on here. Men's game coming up. We expected at 2 o'clock. It might be a minute or two late, but it's not going to be too far off of that. We're at a minute 47 to go in the women's game right now. So here's what we've got. Brecken Stewart is going to pick up the foul. And they're going to put Brueggemann at the free throw line. The foul, by the way, is going to be a foul and a technical foul by Brecken Stewart. So Brueggemann at the free throw line. She's going to get two. She'll take the two free throws for BC. First one rolls off, won't go. Brueggemann in the second half, or in the game today, 6 of 7, now 6 of 8, now 7 of 9 at the free throw line. She will hit the second one. Lady Ravens go up 69-64 with a minute 47 to go, and that still, though, is a two-possession lead, less than, and a minute 47 left. However, the Ravens are going to have it in play at midcourt, and back up across the timeline with it's going to come Owen Dieters. They'll work over to the right side. Brueggemann back on top to Bauman. BC running time, running the ball. Got Kelly, who's flashed to the high post. She'll be standing up about two steps above the top of the key. And here's Brueggemann, a runner for two. Riley Brueggemann, that was a tough shot. She knocks it down to the Ravens, go up 7. That is a big basket, 71-64. With a minute 15 left. Clark up top. Drives left. Off the block. The shot blocked down. Rebound is on the floor. And we're going to get a Clark timeout. That was a great job by the Clark coaching staff to get that timeout, saving his team a possession. Taking a break, Joseph now. A minute 3 left. Ravens 71, Pride 64.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Coming out of the timeout, Clark will have the ball in play at their offensive baseline, left side of the lane. Looking it in, bounce pass underneath, the shot up, will not go by the Raven. Foul will be whistled, and let's see against whom. Foul is going to be on Owen Dieters. It'll be her third, and Haley Walters coming to the free throw line. Haley's kind of the unsung hero in all of this. We keep talking about all the points for Zoe Kennedy with 25, but Haley Walters just keeps cranking them out. She hits the first free throw. Haley will eye it up, and she will hit the second free throw. She's got 22 points. Zoe Kennedy, 25. Haley Walters, 22. And Ravens lead by 5 again with 1 minute to play. We get a forearm by Dieters, or no, rather by Nicole, and the Ravens will commit an offensive foul. Exactly what Clark wanted to see. BC not getting into their forecourt. Clark's going to have possession to the basketball. And they're only down 5, 57 seconds left. That means that we have multiple possessions still to come. Now for Clark, they've got nobody to inbound the ball. Here we go. Here we are, set. Looking in. It'll go on a little bounce pass on the inbound. And Brueggemann will slap it away. She says, I knocked it off of that player, but the official goes, no, it still belongs to Clark. 54 seconds to go. Clark again brings it in, right in front of their bench. Shot on top, the step inside, the shot at the baseline, and they're going to say, no foul, the Ravens strip the ball, and here comes Benedictine. The feed over to the left side, and I'm sure the Ravens are not going to look to put anything up anytime quickly. They lead by 5, and they force Clark to come out and aggressively foul Owen Dieters 34 seconds ago. And for Benedictine, the freshman from Corning, will come to the line. Dieters standing in there. 10 points this afternoon, and now 11. For Owen Dieters. One more shot for Owen. Ravens go back up, 72-66. Here's a big one. Makes it a three-possession lead if she gets it, and she does. 73-66, and we're going to get another Clark timeout. They're going to have to try to figure out something here, and they've got no time to do it with. Break, Joseph, at 34 seconds left in the game. Lady Ravens of Benedictine, 73, Clark 66.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Seconds remaining in the ball game. Clark will go to four corners on the inbound. It's a very famous inbound play. A player on each end of the free throw line, a player on each block, and the ball is going to be inbounded on the near side. Now the Ravens defense comes out. The bounce will come to the top corner, and they will say that she was never back in the field of play when she took that return pass, and a huge gaffe by the Pride. Benedictine will have it back. 32 seconds left. And the inbound pass, slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Brookerman points for the official right here on the floor. This is where it went out of play. Lady Ravens are going to inbound it once more. It'll be Michaela looking to bring it in. Looking. Gets it out on top to Brookerman, who gets fouled. The whistle's going to be on Josie. And Brookerman coming to the free throw line. When Riley gets hot at the free throw line, she is very, very good. She has been very, very good today. Two free throws here. First one rolls around a little bit, but it goes in. She's now 8 of 10 at the free throw line today. And 9 of 11. Two more shots for Riley Brueggemann. And we're going to get, are we getting another timeout? We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. 75-66, Benedictine. Half a minute left. And if you Clark, you've got to be thinking, man, this is, we really got a lot of trouble here getting ourselves back in this game with this kind of a deficit. This is now a full 3-possession deficit, and we're talking about 3-3-point possession deficit. So we'll see how they elect to try to come back from this. And again, that timeout does bring the ball to midcourt, and again, they're going to go to that four corners of the lane inbound play. The last time, they brought the nearest wing player out to take the pass and return it quickly to the inbounding player, who had not gotten fully in bounds, and turned it over to the Ravens. That was critical. And Benedictine taking its full amount of time during the timeout. Half a minute to go in the ball game. 75-66, Ravens in front. She's committed 16 fouls. Clark, 7, so both teams are in the bonus. And here come the Lady Ravens, Brookerman, Dieters, I see Bauman, Stork and Stork, so there you're Raven 5. Inbound is going to be lobbed all the way across the floor down to the left baseline. Here's a falling away off-balance 3 that misses, and the rebound on the floor pulled down by Clark. They're going to save it. They're going to go 3. It's going to miss. Rebound tipped around, pulled down by Clark, and we're going to get a Raven foul. We're down to 18 seconds to go. So Clark got a couple of long threes launched. One of them was a pretty good look. The other one, a little less good look at the rim, but neither of them fell. The foul, though, is going to put him at the free throw line, and Zoe Kennedy, fouled by Owen Dieters. Kennedy hits the first one, and she'll hit the second one. That gives her 27 points this afternoon. So that's pretty remarkable. 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Ravens looking to get the ball brought in, playing from the backcourt. And now they're going to walk this thing back up the floor. See if I can turn down some of the noise in here. Because if we get a quick foul, Brueggemann coming back to the free throw line. Ravens looking to polish this up, and Brueggemann with another free throw. Just fantastic the way that she's been at the free throw line and just having a huge game today. Riley Brueggemann. Second one. She'll get them both again. 77-68 BC. Pride will take another timeout. I think this might be their final one. We'll still hang on to it. Here's the deal. Benedict and Guys are coming up. That'll be the next game. Thought we were going to get this thing off kind of on time, but the girls' game here in the last minute and a half of playing time has taken 20 minutes maybe, and that's kind of a basketball thing. Coaches start taking a timeout, trying to battle back. But for Clark, battling back is going to get really tough. 77-68, Benedictine. And we have 15 seconds left. And again, they'll be inbounding it. Just having to go to a lineup, kind of an inbound play from the forecourt. They'll bring it off on top. The trick here is to foul no one. Just stand there, let the shot go up. It misses. Ravens are going to rebound it down. They're going to hold it in the backcourt, and that's going to do it. Final score this afternoon in the ladies' game from Dubuque, Iowa. It's Benedictine, 77. Clark, 68. We'll return and summarize this for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
The Benedictine Lady Ravens pick up their 12th win of the season, go to 8-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Clark will go to 8-8, 4-5. Scoring for you for Clark, phenomenal. Zoe Kennedy, 27. Haley Wallers, 22. Following them, it drops precipitously as Reese Ryan had 8, 5 for Camden K. Josie Potts had 3, and the only bench points for Clark today were Jessica Morgan's 3 points on a three-point shot in the second quarter. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, how about Riley Brueggemann? She ends the game with 4 fouls, but she put 23 points on the board and 11-13 at the free throw line for Riley today. A fantastic afternoon for Riley Brueggemann. Double figures for the Lady Ravens also belonging to Nicole, as Nicole Stork went 8-14 from the floor, 1-2 from 3, and she had 17 points, double digits also for Owen Dieters with 10 today. It was Michaela Bauman and Kelly Stork with 8 apiece. Diana Moser had 7. Kyla Fitzgerald, 4 points for the Lady Ravens. Looking at some of the numbers very quickly. Clark, 43% from the floor, 25-58. Benedictine, 27-60, 45%. 3-point shooting, neither team did great. Clark, 5 of 21. They hit 23%, and the Ravens hit 34% on 8 of 23. The free throw line, Both teams shot great. 81% for Clark, 13-16. Benedictine, 15-18. That was 83%. A lot of things very similar in the ballgame, but for Benedictine, it turns out to be a great win on the road. And Lady Ravens, again, 12 wins on the year, 8-1 in conference play. Congratulations to them. Now, they can put their feet up and then get in the stands and enjoy the ball game coming up next. And we're going to do the same thing. We're going to take a little breather. We'll be back. Men's college basketball coming up here on Care Radio next. The Raven guy is coming. Don't go away. Get in the final score in game one. Benedictine knocks off Clark 77-68. We'll be back with the guys game. But right now, we're back with Joseph in the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.